Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Every episode starts out the same. I make me some jokes, current events, hostiles. Nothing edgy, won't keep it light, so we don't limit our audience.
Women are a totally untapped market.
For now, dude, it's about to tap them.
Okay, none of that.
The work is mysterious and important.
There are no f***ing rules.
Wow, you had a weekend, boy.
Hello, buddy.
You did a full, I can't remember. It's been a long time since I did a weekend like you just did. You pulled three live remotes.
Three separate ones.
Man. One of them was really two because you did a four-hour stint.
Yesterday.
So you did two Danburys.
I was in
and City, New Milford.
City Center Danbury for the Street Festival on Saturday from noon to 2. And then I went to the New Milford Lions Club from 6 to 8. And then yesterday was Illicit Brewing from 2 to 6.
Wow.
So.
You talk to every human.
Every human being that's ever walked the face of the earth, that's ever listened to this radio show, came up. I hung out with Pete Bass. I hung out with the mayor of New Milford. I hung out with Roberto twice.
Yeah.
Roberto Alves came to both remotes in Danbury. And Gino was there through the whole thing.
Yes.
Buckaroo Banzai was there for the whole thing yesterday.
Sure.
Dill Pickle stopped by.
Big Head Chris.
Big Head Chris stopped in.
Yeah.
Danny from Ridgefield dropped off a little fun for me yesterday.
Also, Grow Wellness. He is, he does massages. He's the one who got us hooked up with Kathleen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So he was there. It was a whirlwind weekend, buddy.
Wow. That's awesome. You had great weather. You got a tan.
It was perfect. I am so roasted.
Yeah.
I got in like Saturday night.
You look like a pecan.
From that double remote. Like, and I took off my shirt.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah. It's night and day.
I am the farmer tan of all farmer tans here. Like, but yeah, my face got roasted. But what a beautiful weekend, man.
That's dope.
So coming back in today, like, all right.
Yeah. Here we go. More words. So, Illicit was a good crowd and everything?
Great crowd. It was Todd Bennett's band, Vintage. And then we had Sean Big Daddy McKee.
Oh, Big Daddy loves you.
Played up, and his brother.
Did you give Big Daddy your phone number? Because he will text you several times a year and say, Big Daddy loves you.
B-Y-L. He says that he was...
B-L-Y.
He was my Flavor Flav yesterday.
Yeah.
He was my hype man. Because anytime that I walked into and out of that place, there's Large Dave.
Yeah.
Large Dave from the home of rock and roll, I-95, everybody. And you know me, dude. I am not like the spotlight. Like, hey, Big Daddy.
Yeah, you don't need it like every 2 seconds.
Don't
yeah,
need
sure.
it.
Yeah.
You know, but God, yeah, what a great place that Illicit is.
Huge, I got to check it out.
Huge location in City Center Danbury. Beautiful. I haven't been down there since San Gennaro last year or one of the events at the Ice Arena, but Main Street, where we were walking up and down.
Yeah.
You know, Empire of the Inca was jumping on a Saturday afternoon. It was a really fun weekend, man.
That's awesome, dude. Awesome.
And now over to you, sir. Did you pack all weekend?
I packed all weekend, except with the exception of Saturday afternoon. We went to Jose's daughter's quinceañera. From Taco Bocce.
No kidding.
Yeah,
at Kim. And that's, excuse my stupidity, that's 16?
15.
15.
Okay. Yeah, so the Spanish tradition is when a girl turns 15, it's like a big thing. They do like a dress, and there's all this ceremony where they change out of slippers into high heels, which is like a, you know.
Debutante kind of thing. Like it's their debut to society sort of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
And it was at Kimberly Farm in New Milford. I'd never been there.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right? Yeah. Did you happen to run into young Matt Carey on the way?
I did not. No, I figured I'd see chubby Larry David out in the parking lot slamming ice cream.
Grew up at Sack and Dagger. That's why you didn't see him.
That's right. But, yeah, what a beautiful... place and you know, all these years talking about the place and I'd never been there, so it was good to go. And
beautiful
ceremony for Jose's daughter, so that was cool. And I did get a lot packed for, I got the move, you know, I did two rooms completed.
Wow.
And also got packed for our trip.
For the trip.
Yeah. Just ready for this summer to be over, bro.
So you like me are like,
it's like, what are we doing?
It's Monday. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I started getting excited for the trip yesterday.
Yeah.
And now the anxiety of having to fly out of JFK is kicking in.
Dude, I could like sense it, man. I do the same thing. Like, you build it up and it's all these months away, and it's actually 48 hours away. Oh, God, I'm not ready for this.
I'm not ready. Yeah, I'm just not ready to walk into that hellhole.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But whatever.
And here we are, buddy.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Mm. We got a hell of a show for you this morning. Great live and locals. In fact, we have a live and local story in just a few minutes that hits a little bit too close to home. In missed headlines, we've got diaper-wearing men approaching women on the street saying, goo goo gaga. We got a woman complaining about the size of... the food portions that men get versus what women get when they order food at a restaurant for takeout. It's psychotic what's going on this morning.
What's happening in your neighborhood? Find out now. This is Live and Local on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
Well, there's something very familiar about this story, buddy.
Yeah, this is one of ours.
One of our own. The chief financial officer in Wilton, Connecticut, resigned last week after town officials discovered she was simultaneously serving as a town administrator in a Wyoming town 2,000 miles away.
Yeah, give out the details before we get into our personal connection, because I want people to hear why this is kind of bogus.
Yeah, this is from courtesy of The Independent, this story. Dawn Norton claims she was fully complying with her employment terms when she took on the role of town administrator and finance director of Gray Bowl, Wyoming. And she says she kept Wilton's leadership fully involved about the arrangement. Norton began serving as Wilton CFO in March 2022. Took on the Wyoming position this past May. Meanwhile, Norton told Good Morning Wilton that she has been working remotely for Wilton. What the hell is Good Morning Wilton?
I don't know.
We got to look into a competing morning show in Wilton, buddy.
To hell with you. Good morning, Wilton.
Hello, Good Morning Wilton. We're talking about you. But according to the Connecticut Insider, the Wilton's town HR director alerted me that Dawn was listed as the town administrator for Gray Bowl, Wyoming. On Monday morning, they called to verify that and found out that she had taken on the role. Once HR confirmed that Norton had held both positions, she resigned from Wilton. So.
So Dawn was our HR director.
Yes.
Is the sweet for, I want to say she was here for about 3-4 years, and it was a long time ago now.
It was in the early 2000s, the middle 2000s, because I started here in 2006, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So 19 years ago, and she was here for at least the first couple few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of the sweetest, most buttoned-up people that you'll ever meet. There's no way she did anything nefarious. It's bogus, BS. If she says the town knew about the arrangement, then the town knew about the arrangement.
And that's absolutely what this report points to. Will Norton says repeatedly through this that she kept everybody informed, and finally she did resign because, quote, I want out. I'm tired of the negativity that I keep getting pushed on me. People aren't listening to the situation. She told Good Morning Wilton again.
Yeah.
I can't do it all. There's no help in my office, and there's no help or support from Tony or from Matt, who I guess are the Wilton people.
Piss off, Wilton.
Yeah.
You're wrong. Dawn's right. She's never not dotted an I or crossed a T. F off, Wilton. Screw yourself.
She was right on top of that, man. And with these remote jobs, dude. You could get so many things accomplished in the course of a day where your attention can be diverted for a second to say, okay, wait a minute, Wilton needs me. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Wyoming. I don't know. Some people handle 3 full-time jobs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and look, if she says that she told him, then she told, you know.
So grow up, Wilton.
Yeah, piss off.
Yeah.
I had such a mad crush on, I told her. And she's like, you get it. Like, she's laughing. Like, we're in her office. She's like, you can't tell me that. You know that, right? It's like, I am HR. I am the people that you go to when other people complain about this.
And her husband, from what I remember, was a beast.
Bridgeport cop, jacked.
Right? Didn't stop me. Every red flag, Milano ignores.
Everyone. Every single one. He was a very nice guy. No, I think
he sure is.
Yeah, yeah.
Great guy. We never said a bad word about him.
Hilarious.
Oh, wow. So thoughts and prayers, Dawn.
Yeah.
We remember you when we think of you fondly through this garbage.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
It says she was making $210,000 a year.
It's Wilton's loss.
Yeah. $210,000 a year she was making.
Yeah.
My God.
And what in Wyoming?
Wyoming, she's probably making $50.
Yeah.
At least, right?
Yeah.
At least $50 for watch over a bunch of cows, right? Compared to the billionaires of Wilton.
You're listening to the I-95 Morning Show Archives.
August 2025.
Here's the time we talked to Howie Mandel just before he was coming to Connecticut to perform at Mohegan Sun.
People who see me on AGT or Deal or No Deal or whatever, don't bring the kids. But why would you bring kids to a casino anyway?
They do that now.
I know, but don't. We both don't. There's no editing.
Plus, they have They have that big sperm in the middle of the room when you walk in.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that your space again that you're talking about?
No, Mohegan Sun. You've been there. When you come in that main lobby, they have that giant purple sculpture, purple and white sculpture. It looks like sperm to me.
Okay, number one, I've never been in the lobby of the Mohegan Sun. They always, and I would like to go. Well, now I don't want to go, but the fact that they, is that the logo?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Or the Mohegan Sun is just a thing?
Dude, there's a 30-foot statue that is unmistakably sperm in the lobby of Mohegan Sun.
Wow, I'm sure they're thrilled that you are, like, promoting it. Well, I love that. It is. It's the seed of all existence. It really is. And, that should tell them. That's the reason don't bring the kids. Don't bring the kids to a sperm-laden lobby and then a show that is inappropriate for their age.
You make a good point. I probably should have reeled that one back. I do have a good relationship with Mohegan Sun. I used to perform there.
Not anymore, buddy.
Not anymore.
This is it. It was this interview that ended your relationship with the Mohegan Sun. I would imagine, like, maybe that thing in the lobby is not what you say it is, and it's probably some really important thing to whatever the tribe is that is, you know, running and managing the place.
Oh.
And you just called it sperm, and you shouldn't be doing that.
What if it's a Rorschach test and I just see sperm in everything?
Then I can tell you hate your mother.
Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Did you find any more details from that story that were...
About Dawn Norton,
who used to be our HR director here and was just let go from the stupid idiot town of Wilton because she was also doing HR stuff for some town in Wyoming. She says that that she told them, you know.
I did dig into Good Morning Wilton, which is Wilton's
where the quotes came from.
Only locally owned independent source of news about Wilton. And it's $5 a month for a membership.
Oh, good, yeah.
But they got a couple of pictures here of Dawn, and there she is. So this Heather Borden Hervey is the Good Morning Wilton editor. She's the one that took Dawn down.
And, yeah?
It looks like, because she's the one that has this breaking news. Wilton CFO, his second job as town administrator, 2,000 miles away in Wyoming, which caused the uproar on August 4th, and then she followed up on August 6th about this. So, yeah, not much more info on this besides...
We could get Dawn on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to see if I still have her number.
I'm sure you do somewhere.
Plus, her office is as she left it, so we can probably find it in there somewhere.
One of the old Milano black books there.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
He wanted it to be like that.
Coming up on the show, we got a diaper-wearing man approaching women on the street saying, goo goo gaga. So there are...
Is that in Wilton?
There's things going on in the world.
Did Good Morning Wilton jump on that heat seeker?
Yeah, they broke the story.
You missed them. We missed them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave.
on I-95. Story one.
Well, a 45-year-old Texas man was arrested after he went up to a couple of young girls while he was wearing a diaper and said, "Goo goo gaga," and asked them to change his diaper. Here is a lucky bastard in the community, Andy Erbaugh of the Tyler Police Department, talking about Wesley Stephen Worrell's arrest.
Wesley
Stephen Worrell's arrest.
That really does disturb me. It's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Parents obviously called the police on him. What he likes to do is come out in diapers.
He ought to be put away. He's been caught before and prosecuted. Why isn't he put away?
There's something about these Southern people, man. They have that kind of like, well, I don't know what I saw down there, boy, but sure didn't look good.
Sure didn't.
I don't know what to say about this, Bobby, but I don't know, man. What do you say about something like walking up to young girls and saying, would you like to change my diaper?
It just makes me feel better about me.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You're 45 years old.
Yeah, right? For every man who's confessed to the HR director that he has a crush on her, there's seven men wearing a diaper and asking to be changed in public.
In Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to change my diaper, kid?
Just no. Animals.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Story two.
Wow. Dude. Yeah, we are Labubu Central now here at the home of Rock and Roll.
Oh, I-95. Yeah.
The story goes, someone in Los Angeles broke into a store that sells Labubu dolls last week and cleaned them out. One Stop Sales in La Puente, just east of downtown L.A., had their grand opening in May. Four masked thieves shattered their front door at 1:30 in the morning on Wednesday and cleaned the joint out. They stole about $7,000 worth of material. One Labubu that was stolen, but it was actually dozens. So big Labubu, man.
Yeah, man. I saw a video, like the surveillance video of
this thing.
Oh, yeah, it's wild. It's like a full smash and grab. Like they, you get the idea that they think that they're like heist experts, but
just people walking in grabbing little toys.
I looked it up. Did I tell you this one?
No.
What is the most valuable Labubu? It's $170,000.
$170,000?
Yep.
Dude.
And look, 10 days ago, I was calling this thing Lababus. So we're learning.
We're learning every day.
I'm on board.
It's coming to the mall, right?
Yeah, so that's why I'm on board, because I know that this is going to cause a huge stir. The mutants are going to come out of the woodwork. There's going to be a line around the block when they open that place.
So, Dan Barry, when you need your Labubu news,
we're here.
Come to Ethan Lou and Large Tape.
That's right.
We're on top of all these things.
Story three.
Oh, a few weeks ago, it was announced that a new Air Bud is in the works called Air Bud Returns. Now, the search is on to find a new Air Bud. It's a casting call. Wasn't Air Bud a gold? Yeah, it's a golden retriever. Right?
Yeah, terrible movie.
I never saw it.
It's about a dog dunks a basketball.
Yeah,
it sucks.
For as much as I love dogs, I'm not a big doggy movie.
Oh, they're bad because they're bad.
Yeah, I skipped on that.
Either the dog dies, or somebody else gets sick and dies. Yeah. There's always some death.
Some death involving doggies.
Or the dog has a cape and dunks a basketball.
So I hope the new Air Bud comes. Wilton. Yeah. That's what I hope it's coming from there. And so the Wilton, Good Morning Wilton, has something to talk about tomorrow.
You stink, Wilton. By the way, Nikki from Wilton says, "Morning, fellas. Thank you so much for picking on Wilton this morning. Keep up the good work. You make me laugh my ass off every day."
From the white trash part of Wilton, the very small part.
That's right. And Southern Rock Joe says, "My older son Joe and some friends went to Illicit Brewery Saturday night and had a blast."
Ah.
So there you go, man.
It's big Illicit here on the I-95 Morning Show.
You're listening to the I-95 Morning Show Archives.
2021.
In Missed Headlines, we learned 28% of Americans would be interested in swinging. Oh, I think we got Frankie on the line. I-95, hello.
Got another question for you, though, Ethan.
Yeah, go ahead, Frankie.
Do you or Mindy have pineapples hanging outside your door?
As a matter of fact, we do, Frankie.
I thought that. I thought that. So that answers my question for one of your statements earlier this morning. Have a absolutely beautiful pineapple day.
I don't understand. What is the pineapple thing?
It sends a message to passersby. You know, that's like swingers code. Like, yes, come and knock on our door. I'll take a step that is new. Hers and his. It says you're down to swing.
Why pineapples?
You're a swinger.
Okay.
I don't know why pineapple.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
That is all about smushing and pushing. The entire show was about that.
Shave your bush.
Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave. I-95. What's happening in your neighborhood? Find out now. This is Live and Local on the home of rock and roll. I-95.
Well, once again, buddy, according to WTNH.com, Waterbury police were out there busting the prostitutes in the city's Hillside Willow Street area.
Yeah! Tell me where you want it!
Oh, yeah. That's where they want it, in front of the Myrano Funeral Home. August 6th, the police department's Vice and Intelligence Unit, Auto Theft Task Force, Gang Task Force, Crime Prevention Unit, and the Connecticut State Police Violent Crimes Task Force.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They went out there to Willow and Hillside, and yet again, they rounded up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. 8 prostitutes.
Sure.
What I saw over the weekend from the social media response to this was, why aren't they busting the Johns?
Okay.
Why are they always going after the prostitutes themselves and not going after the Johns?
I guess it's a fair question.
Well, it's because all the Johns in this case were part of the Theft Task Force, the Gang Task Force, the Crime Prevention Unit, the Connecticut State Police Violent Crimes Task Units.
Oh, yeah, the undercovers, right.
So with a lot of them, there aren't too many Johns that'll say, "Ooh, that looks like a good time to go out there and pick someone up."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, this is a lot of activity that's been going on for most of my lifetime.
But yeah, before I gave you the story, you knew already. Like, I was handing it to Dave, and he said, "Oh, it's at so and so street,
Willow
Street." Yeah. Yep. So you knew already. Everybody knows. That's a thing, right?
I childhood friends with the Myrano family in Waterbury. We grew up at the Myrano Funeral Home on Willow Street, and every time that you drive into their driveway, you have to ask three of these women to, "Excuse me, gotta." Got to pull into the funeral home for a second.
Are you serious, oh, dude? Yeah, we have to go respect the dead. If you could just move, you
Excuse
know, out of the way.
Excuse me for a second. Yeah. Pardon us. What you want? No, not that. We're going to play some cards. Yeah, it's a well-known area, buddy.
Wow.
Years and years and years in this area. And they keep throwing out these task force every 2, 3, 4 months. What I didn't see was the mug shots that go along with this.
I know usually there's the unhinged bad hair day mug shots. We get to see hookers that look like rerun from What's Happening.
What did you say, Papa? What name?
So we missed out on that one. In happier news, it's supposed to get hotter than here again, buddy.
Yeah.
I noticed it yesterday. Saturday was just a picture-perfect day to be in Danbury. Yesterday at Elicit Brewing, we started feeling that humidity come in. Well, it's coming even worse. It's supposed to be, here's the Ethan Carey portion of the I-95 morning show.
Okay.
Sunny today with a high of 87. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90. And Wednesday, sunny again with a high of 90. So because of that, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has activated the state's hot weather protocol starting today. So what does that mean? Don't go outside?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Being very muggy, Lamont is activating the hot weather protocol to ensure cooling centers are available to anyone who may need them.
I like to kidnap the elderly that I see on the side of the road, and I bring them to a local deli or a liquor store and push them into the walk-in cooler.
Go get a taco bocce. That's what you should do instead of standing in front of
correct
the Four Corners area of Brookfield. Go inside Taco Bocce.
Don't move until this freaking heat wave is over or you're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to melt.
Yeah. I saw a picture yesterday, like, I don't know, Arizona, somewhere in Arizona, like Tempe or something, where someone drove by a garbage. It was so hot. The garbage can, the recycle can out in front of somebody's house melted to the ground like a candle, bro.
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are missed headlines.
with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
Well, there's a new trend of women ordering food with a man's name instead of their own. This woman's gone viral after ordering with a female name and a man's name to see how the orders differ.
All right.
I got the exact same order from Chipotle with a girly name, my name, and with a man's name. I changed my customer account name and everything. So let's see who they gave more food to. Ladies first, we're gonna start with mine. This is Emily Joy. It's not a bad portion. And this one, I use the name Andrew. Feels a little heavy, but let's see. It looks a lot more full. This makes me really mad.
She hungry.
I think the quality control, you should actually go after Chipotle for not sexism, but like portion control.
Yeah. Right?
Or, I don't know.
Or you could say, like, I've done this back in the day, in bars especially.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, pour like a, give me a decent pour. You know, I'm a man. Like, just get a real drink going here, all right? You're like,
be a man.
Be charming and say, like, don't half-ass. Like,
yeah, yo, don't go easy on
it. You could walk into the place and go, I'm starving. Don't hold back with this order.
Keep the condiments coming, kid.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about men and women. Why women are sitting around spending so much time thinking about what we get and don't get?
Overthinking.
We don't get anything.
Yeah, the battle of the sexes is over. You won.
Right.
You truly won.
But... Mm-hmm. If we wanted to take it all back, we could do that in about 25 minutes. So stop with the, you know.
Don't poke the bear.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't poke the bear. Go back to your.
We got a couple of extra lumps of rice. Relax.
Yeah. It's cilantro, okay? No one likes cilantro, but we got all the cilantro in the world.
Story two.
Okay. I heard about this. There's a NASCAR driver by the name of Connor Zilch.
Oh.
Great name.
Yeah.
Connor Zilich. Okay. But he won it up there at Watkins Glen over there in New York. He climbed up on his car afterwards to celebrate winning this NASCAR race. And he took a header. He fell off and he broke his collarbone.
Oh.
Oh, poor guy. And we actually have audio of it.
Yes, we do.
Let's hear.
7 career wins. Let's go down to Mobile One Victory Lane, Dylan.
Oh, he fell on the cage stand.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. He fell.
Poor fella. Yeah, he fell off. It said he got his foot caught in the netting.
Oh, no.
On the window. Oh, poor guy.
And at the hospital, they gave him more mashed potatoes than the lady in the hospital bed next to him. And she was pissed.
Because he won the NASCAR.
She was hungry.
A manly sport.
You're listening to the I-95 Morning Show Archives.
June 2025.
The kinkiest states. This was published in the New York Post. I don't know where the study came from. Really doesn't matter to us. Kinkiest states in the country. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's see if Connecticut is in the top 10.
Are we?
Alaska.
You going 10 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida.
Yeah.
Montana,
huh?
Yeah, weird Wyoming stuff.
The state of Washington.
Okay.
Seattle.
Wyoming?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you were there.
Texas.
Ted O'Mass of Texas.
The last place in the world I'd want to live.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oregon, yeah. Colorado, okay. And Nevada. Nevada wins every year.
Weirdos out west.
And then, this is how they wrote it. The 10 lamest states are as follows.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Alabama, New Mexico, Wisconsin.
Connecticut.
Rhode Island, Maryland, South Dakota, Delaware, New Jersey.
So we're one of the lamest.
So New Jersey is like the straightest, unkinkiest state?
Correct,
sir. Top of the
I don't believe that.
That is correct, sir.
So Connecticut was mid, like number 5-ish?
They used AI to generate the...
The robots.
Okay.
Robots did it.
But also, here's a thing. Like, maybe we're snuffing out the kink in Connecticut. Here's an example. The Plymouth Swingers Club.
Oh, good point.
Everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Rubbing each other's cheeks.
Right.
Sniffing each other's pants. Whatever they do at these places.
Mm-hmm. Adults.
And then people were like, hey,
oh, you're near a church.
What are you doing? Yeah. Emma, you can't do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we snuff the kink here.
Whereas you would think the Bible Belt, like they would let it.
Right.
They would crush it more out there out west. And like, yet that's where the freaks go.
Well, we keep the kink alive here.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest is especially kinky.
Yeah. Yes, we should invite some listeners in to do weird, kinky stuff, just like over there, and we don't say anything about it except when it really catches our attention. Yeah. Like, whoa, that was weird.
when they step on a hamster, like, excuse me, that's what people get off on nowadays.
Stepping on a hamster?
Yeah, it's just one example. Animals. He just grabbed one example.
Yeah, that's honest to God. Search it.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
What about like cake sitting? We get you've heard of that,
exactly.
Right?
What's that?
People sit on cakes.
Have that go on in the background as we do our show.
Why are people sitting on cakes?
People get off on it.
They get off on it. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Are we missing out here?
Well, what was the thing we were talking about a while back? I got to Google what it means because the listeners had to send it to me.
Effing machines?
Cloppers.
What are cloppers? The cloppers? Isn't that like, is that horse fetish?
No, don't, please. Come on.
Oh, it's My Little Pony. Yeah, it's My Little Pony.
Come on, don't go.
My Little Pony fashion.
No, it's a
furries. We've talked about furries many times. Yeah, people in like cosplay, people that like to hump each other.
Oh, good.
Right? There's a lot of kink out there.
Let's be careful here, okay?
No, very. We're very respectful. No, I'm not. We're not.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Whatever gets you off, gets you off.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, whatever.
Fine.
We're not judging.
The My Little Pony thing is so specific.
We might judge a little bit on that one. Yeah.
Is the first person that figured that out, are they the Magellan of the cloppers? Like, oh man, he was the first to get an erection over My Little Pony, and then he opened our eyes.
I haven't dug deep into the cloppers, so I don't know.
That man is the Yahweh of cloppers.
All right.
He taught us the ways. He taught us. I praise him, because he's the one that made me look at Little Rainbow and say, yeah, I want that.
Maybe this is why we're one of the lamest states, because we're so judgmental, everybody's afraid to get their freak on.
Yeah.
You know?
Could be. You never know.
Because they'll hear about it on 95.1 the next day.
Right.
And, you know, after all is said and done, I'd rather be on the judgmental side than My Little Pony side.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're firmly on that side, yeah. I don't think there's any debate in that one. Although, I can't say I've never tried it.
So, all right, what's coming up there, Lou?
All right, kinky stuff. You know, shoot us a text, give us a call, tell us what your freak flag is. Yeah. You know,
let your freak flag fly.
Please. Especially if it involves 80s cartoons.
Yeah. My Little Pony, My Little Pony, winter is over at
last. Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
This is Live and Local on I-95.
According to the Greenwich Times, it was a busy day on the water out there yesterday, sir.
Mm.
The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, otherwise known as Connecticut Deep.
Yeah, take it deep.
Announced that they had to shut down Squants Pond yesterday after it reached capacity at 7:56 in the morning.
Dude, that's... There's the story of that park. It's always capacity. Yo, that's crazy.
7:56 in the morning. By noontime, the rest of Connecticut caught up. Three other parks had to close down, including Gardner Lake State Park in Salem. Never heard of it. Oh, God. Pataconk Recreation Area at Cockaponsett State Forest.
Oh, Pataconk at Cockapunk.
Cockaponsett. That's a horrible name. And Rocky Neck out there in East Lyme were shut down. Between 1:30 and 3:30, Miller's Pond State Park in Haddam, Indian Well State Park in Shelton, Burr Pond.
Oh, come on. Burr Pond was capped out?
Burr Pond. It took until 1:30 in the afternoon before people said, yeah, let's go to Torrington.
Do you drive by there and see people wading in the water?
You know, honest to God, we have driven by Burr Pond like in the past 2 years. And then Lydia the other week said, we were like, what are we going to do today? We had a Saturday. She's like, why don't we take a ride to Burr Pond?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I looked at her with that dead silence for a second, like, you're kidding.
I will kill you.
No, it's a nice place. Let's go check it out. And we went to that Zach and Lou's barbecue down the street from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got close. And then we went to barbecue.
Sure, that's it. That's better. You saved yourself a lot of aggravation.
I think. Also shut down was Bigelow Hollow State Park in Union. So it looks like all of Eastern Connecticut closed when anyone got hot yesterday.
I made this point in an article I wrote recently because some young woman was complaining that she tried to go to a bunch of beaches, you know, down the shoreline and couldn't get into any of them because of the cost, or she wasn't a resident, or blah, 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 blah. And I kind of made the point that, look, the water is for the rich here in Connecticut, and everybody else can go pound sand and screw.
Yep.
And we're stuck with, like, going to these parks where you have to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning standing in line.
Yeah.
And there's goofy rules on top of it.
7:56 in the morning, you can't get into Squan's Pond on a Sunday? Come on, man.
Yeah. And look, it's a beautiful place, but after going through what you're supposed to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get the whole family going. It's overrated if you have to go that route.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to the water.
Yeah, I'll stay dry.
Right?
Because all this stuff makes me angry. I don't like rules. I don't like capacity. I don't like any of that.
Yeah, we like nature. Uninterrupted nature, and there's none of it in Connecticut.
This is why I used to go swim in the reservoirs, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not supposed to do it, but...
Yeah, but you got the place to yourself.
I had the whole thing to myself.
In big Eversource news, Eversource is replacing more than 18,600 feet of leak-prone cast iron and bare steel gas lines.
Oh, cool.
In Danbury this year with newer high-density plastic pipe. Since 2018, Eversource has replaced nearly 200 miles of aging gas lines around the state. Well, good for them.
That's what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going on underneath Danbury, but I know we have tunnels, and they were accessing them for whatever they said. Yeah.
For ever sourcing, replacing pipes.
Yeah, I'm sniffing.
Were they were putting chemtrail?
One day I'm going to sniff the truth out. I'm going to spend all day sniffing truth, and that's going to be the name of my podcast. Old Man Sniffs Truth.
Sniffing the truth with Lou Malone.
I'm going to be a dumber version of Mike Allen looking for mysteries where there are no mysteries to be had.
I told you all there was another Candlewood Lake under Danbury. Look.
You missed them. We missed them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story 1.
Okay, doesn't say where this is, but I'm assuming this has got to be Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Police were searching for a man they believe was a drive-by shooter at an area home and a shopping mall. The man they suspected was arrested after they found him allegedly pleasuring himself in his vehicle at a Wawa.
Yeah, that's what they do at the Wawa.
So I'm thinking this has got to be down in Pennsylvania.
Well, Jersey has Wawa, too.
It's true. So Ridley Township, wherever that is, they also found him, besides his penis, they also did find him with a gun. Here is Ridley Township Police Lieutenant John Hamill talking about the arrest of old Jerky himself, Ryan Campbell.
He approached the car, saw that the driver was leaned back. The officer also noticed that there was a revolver in the passenger seat, arrested him for open lewdness, took the gun, towed the car, and then he contacted the Tinicum police that he was aware of an incident they had where a house was shot at.
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania. Ridley Township, Pennsylvania, a Delaware county.
You got on the car, they saw him with the gun in the car. We can sniff him out anywhere.
This guy likes to do stuff in his car. Shoot from the car. Yank it in the car.
Yank it.
If he starts eating bagels off the floor mat, now he's Ethan.
He's Ethan Carey without the masturbation. I don't think we've ever called him on that. Right?
Not yet.
That's one thing he won't admit to us on the air.
Not yet.
Story 2.
In sad news, news broke last week that astronaut Jim Lovell, commander of Apollo 13, passed away on Thursday. He was 97 years old, and he was the one that Tom Hanks portrayed in the Ron Howard film Apollo 11. Hanks, the world's most gentlest, kindest man, also posted a touching tribute to Jim on Friday. In the past, Tom has admitted that he got the famous line wrong in the 1995 movie.
Ah, here he is explaining it.
Houston, we have a problem.
You know, that's actually a mistake on my part, because I believe Jim actually said, Houston, we've had a problem. I was in the script, and I never bothered to think that, well, let's go back and make sure that's the correct tense.
13, we're looking at it.
Yeah, the mistake is better than the reality.
Yeah, it really
is. We've had a problem, doesn't hit as hard as we have a problem.
Wow.
That's cool.
We're all Hanksy coming correct at the end of the guy's life.
There's a little taste right there. Tomorrow's TV Talk Tuesday. I'm already prepping it. It is power pack. It's a two-pager.
Oh,
baby.
Dude. Well, you and I, did you get, I know, there's a preview of TV Talk
sure.
Tuesday, but I have to ask, did you watch Wednesday over the weekend?
I did not watch Wednesday. No, I did not.
Okay.
I know. I have to catch up, but I'm thinking I'm going to watch that with Erica. So
we'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay.
Story three.
Story three originates in California. An unidentified woman in California sent Lou an email, and then she was at a Chuck E. Cheese last Thursday afternoon, and she decided that she wanted to go into the kids' game Snow Day and reach up and get her kid a toy. Well, this brainiac got her arm stuck, and the firefighters had to come free her out. The woman got her whole arm inside that hole, and she was so trapped, she couldn't even move. And unfortunately for her, there were plenty of people around with cell phones. Someone posted the video online. It went viral. It took the firefighters 22 minutes to get her out of the game. She remained after it at Chuck E. Cheese with her family. It's unclear why she went into the game or why she even stuck her arm in the hole in the first place. Well, because the hole was there. You gotta stick her arm. Either way, she didn't know what she was doing, and she fell into it. And in any event, the game was shut down until technicians could take a look at it and, you know, post a sign like, don't put your arm in here.
Yeah, or don't go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Have you ever heard a Chuck E. Cheese headline that ended well?
No.
It's just like any story that sounds good?
Not at all.
Like a good time was had?
All violence.
It's violence and stupidity.
All violence and all theft.
And choices we got in life, those were your choices.
Choices for your choices.
Choose something other than Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, the poor man's Dave and Buster's. And Dave and Buster's is the poor man's good time.
How have they survived all this bad publicity from all these years, right?
Oh. Instead, go to the Cracker Barrel.
You have nothing to lose when you come to Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
But everything to gain. There's so many things you can gain from Cracker Barrel. Great food. Great hospitality heroes. Great ambassadors. Great managers who will be there for every need you have. So remember, you can never go wrong when you go to Cracker Barrel. Make Cracker Barrel your dining choice. It's America's number one choice. Go to Cracker Barrel and celebrate. You can't go wrong.
I'm obsessed with this guy. I watch his videos constantly.
Does he have the same cadence through like everything?
Yes, and none of it makes it. Like, he just starts any statement. He doesn't know where it's going, and it finishes sometimes in weird. He definitely has had a serious head injury at some point.
You have to go to the mobile gas station.
You're listening to the I-95 Morning Show Archives.
July 2025.
You know him from years of stand-up comedy and the hit sitcom Mike and Molly. We're talking to actor-comedian Billy Gardell.
It's relatability, too, Billy, because, you know, we just watched the Billy Joel documentary on HBO the past couple of nights.
Oh,
right?
I loved it, man.
We all did, too.
You know, I was listening to him in high school, and he was inspiring me back then, in like 87, 88. And I've seen him probably 12 times, probably 6 times at the Garden, a couple times out here at the Hollywood Bowl. And it's generational in my family with Billy Joel. My mom, that was the first record I ever listened to when I was a kid. She got The Stranger.
Yeah.
And then I was hooked. And then we would listen to that together. And now my son, who's 22, knows all of Billy Joel's stuff. We're definitely Billy Joel house out here. And I think that that documentary, I can't wait for the second part to come out.
Yo, we got to find that Attila record. I want to hang that up in the studio.
Dude, is that the worst album cover you've ever seen in your life?
Ever. Hey, put on some night suits and stand with me. Why?
Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave. I-95.
I'm trying to say goodbye and end this.
Okay, goodbye.
See ya. See ya, Leon.
All right, get out.
Don't keep talking.
You're standing there.
I'm leaving.
Well, go.
Okay, I'm gonna leave.
I'm waiting.
We're not playing last word.
No.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye. No, don't do that. Goodbye.
This is Don Wildman, and you're listening to Home of Rock and Roll, I-95.